Are there any comments by citizens, supervisors? Yes, Kim.
Mr. Chairman, I was a little surprised. I went onto the website today to try to listen to the audio of last week's meeting, and it was not there. And the minutes are not there either. I was trying to find out information because I did not receive my packet until today. I wanted to find out information about how the resolution was going for the 2.5% and the levy. I wanted to hear the conversation that actually took place, but okay. I was not able to hear that. So,
Gabriel, do you have a response?
I don't know. Do you know why?
Donna has not downloaded it yet.
I'm not sure why.
Okay. I got my packet. Maybe since we meet the Thursday before the meeting, it would. Perhaps the comments is well taken, that would be something that would be on the website, so that if you wanted to listen, you could. Maybe bring that to your attention.
I think there's a three or 5 days for the resolution and the policy that needs to be posted on the website.
I thought it was 3 days.
I thought it was 2. I think it is 3 days.
Yes?
Today would be the 3rd.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to take a moment to maybe have us go around the room, introduce our youth and governance. The first meeting that they both attended, I gave a little bit of a rundown on what tonight's meeting is about, a little bit more, I think I told you, perfunctory than what it would typically be, but we can start with Sabrina, maybe introduce yourself, we'll go around the table. And get to know
her. Okay. I'm Sabrina Michelli.
What, Sabrina?
McKenna?
Sabrina Michelli.
Michelli, okay.
I'm John Carswell.
What school do you guys go to?
Trevor.
Your brother was on here, wasn't he?
Yeah, David.
Yes. Yeah. We won't hold that against you.
I'm Bill Grady, District Number 1 County Board Supervisor.
Ron Frederick, County Board 11th District.
Ed Kavicki, County Board District 6.
Terry Rose, 2nd District.
Dave Gertz, and I'm the Director of Finance and Administrative Services. I think you'll see us next week at an orientation you're going to be at. So.
John O'Day, and I represent just west of Tremper.
And of course, you know what's name. And I introduce you to Al.
Al Swartz.
Kim is also Kim Gruden, County Board Supervisor. And Rick Downey just came in behind you, is also on the County Board. And we talked a little bit about our bond council. And that would be the gentleman to your right and your left. So we'll see him throughout the year as well, or someone from your company.
Yeah, two names in our report. Mine, David Wagner, and Mike Harrigan, who's the lead advisor for this account.
So. All right, well, this evening's sole agenda item is the acceptance of the sale results from the $2.8 million bonds and the $15.750 of the notes. And why don't you take it from there, Dave, and explain to the committee about it and the discrepancy between the 15 and the 16.1 that was the originally anticipated resolution. Go ahead.
Sure. Okay. When you said Dave, I didn't know if you were talking.
Oh, I see. That's right. The two Daves.
You met Mr. Wagner.
Yes. Yes, you're Dave. That's Mr. Wagner.
If I said the bearded gentleman, we'd know it was Dave.
That's right.
All righty. Well, the report before you summarizes the bond sale, which was both bond and note sales, which were initially authorized during the budget process last year, other than the refinancing portion of the bonds. And the way the process works is that after the initial authorization in the fall, part of the budget process, when we get to, actually we do have a couple more reports for supervisors here. Al, if you could grab. Thank you. There comes a point in time during the year when it's decided we really do need the money. And typically the county tries not to borrow right at the very beginning of the year, but tries to time it a little bit, both in terms of trying to get a good interest rate environment, but also not borrowing before you need the money, because why pay interest until you need it for these amounts of money? So the process began moving forward in earnest to actually borrow the money a little over a month ago, and what you see before you is the results of taking competitive bids on both the building bonds and the promissory notes. So we'll look at each of those and try to give you a feel for what's occurred here. The very first page after the cover sheet is a bid tabulation for the $2.8 million general obligation building bonds. Typically, the only longer-term bonds that are longer than 10 years that the county issues are for really pretty major projects, and this building is one of them. And over the last several years, this project's been funded in pieces. I think this is the final piece of that. There were only two bids received. One was from a group headed by Robert Baird and Company that included, I haven't counted, but 15 to 16 other firms. And so in this case, the size of the bond issue was such that we didn't get a lot of separate bidders. They decided to bid together largely as a group. And then we got one other group one other firm that bid on its own, and that's in the next page. The winning bid had a true interest rate of 3.325%. The net interest cost was about $1.1 million. And they bid just under the face amount of the bonds, $2,781,000. Face of the amount of the bonds was $2,810,000. That's like points up front. And based on the bid results, it was determined that we didn't need the full principal amount of the bonds because the winning bidder didn't take that full allowance. We give them a maximum allowance for bidding, I think in this case it was a point up front, and they bid a little less than that. So we were able to decrease the size of the bond issue, and that's what you see in the notations down below. There's a trade-off, and we'll see that trade-off more so when we look at the notes. The bidders may take more or less up front, and they may even pay you a premium up front, in which case then you reduce the amount of principal that you borrow, but you pay a higher interest rate. Similar on a car or a home loan, you have this thing called the APR, annual percentage rate. That takes into account points up front as well as interest paid over time. So, frankly, we usually like to see, and we usually get more bids than this. We did a little digging, and we found that today was a very busy day in the marketplace and also a choppy day in the marketplace because moment by moment, you don't know what news is coming out of Europe. That seems to be driving the whole interest rate market right now. So we'll look in a minute, see how this compares with estimates, but I'll just tell you this was a little bit higher than our estimates, higher interest cost, I should say, which is rare. We usually come in and we act like heroes, and we had high estimates, and we try to maintain a little bit of cushion in there. And in this case, it didn't quite work out that way. What we'll see when we get to the end of the report, we're still at a very low point in terms of the interest rate cycle. We just didn't absolutely nail it the way that we'd really like to. On the next page, you'll see it's entitled at the bid, let's say bid tabulation at the top, and this is where Chairman Rose was saying we really need to talk about or explain why the principal amount ended up being different than the $16,075,000 that's on your agenda. And here, what you'll see is we got three bids. It turned out the losing bidder in the note or in the bonds was the winning bidder in the notes here. The notes can only go out 10 years, so it's a little bit shorter financing. You'll see lower interest rates in general. And you'll see that the price that the winning bidder was willing to pay for your $16,075,000 notes was $16,465,000. So not only did he not take any point discount, he actually is paying you a several point premium. He's paying you more than the face amount of your bonds. However, he then marks up and puts a higher interest rate on the bonds than what he reoffers them at. That's how they make money. So we then said, well, if you're getting more than the $16,075,000, what the county board had really authorized was a certain amount of proceeds for projects. So we then downsized the debt so you don't have to pay back more principal. And you'll see the notation down at the bottom says, subsequent to bid opening, the issue size was decreased to $15,750,000. Now, just keep in mind, all of these calculations were done since 10 o'clock this morning, verified by an independent accountant, who's not us, and also verified by bond counsel. And then the resolutions in your packet were prepared. I got here actually about 15 minutes early, but that's kind of how that process works. There's not a lot of extra time, especially when it's not pure and simple. The bidder doesn't bid, quote, normally. He pays you the premium and so on. You'll see, though, in this case, each of the three bidders was going to pay roughly the same kind of premium. Here, the true interest rate was 2.04%, which is a good 1% or more below the bonds. And again, you're borrowing for a shorter period of time. So if we go to the next page, we see how this fits into the county's overall capital improvement plan. The left-hand side of the sheet is what happened today. The right-hand side is there just to kind of keep in mind that the county has plans over the next several years to issue another roughly $50 million in notes or bonds. And in this case, since the bonds that had been previously authorized have now all been issued, everything that's left really is notes. So on the left-hand side, in the yellow column is the actual bid results in the bonds, and you can see that the projects being financed are the same as to the column to the left of that. And you'll see a little bit of a reoffering premium of $26,000 built in farther down, which then went to largely defray the underwriter's discount. And so the long and short of it, and the costs of issuance were virtually the same as estimated. The total issue then ended up in the yellow there. You'll see at the bottom $5,000 less than the $2,810,000 initial authorization. Similarly, with the notes, you'll see same project cost being financed in the top half of the page, but as we come down, you'll see that there's a slight difference in how much money was needed to pay off some old bonds. That actually went down a little bit in your favor. The reoffering premium that then got built into rates was that $521,000. That you're being paid by the winning bidder. He still is retaining, of that 521, he then sort of takes back $138,000 to compensate their firm for taking risk and trying to resell the bonds. And the cost of issuance is, as you've seen there, up just a little bit. That includes Eller's fees, the actual legal bond counsel, in other words, the people that are offering the legal opinion, the two bond rating agencies, the cost of the rating trip, the arbitrage, and bond management fees. So really, that's all inclusive. That includes everything. So how does this play out? Well, the next page shows the repayment of the note issue. And you can see $12,605,000 for capital projects, $3,145,000 for refunding debt. We won't spend too much more time in this page. This is more when we get into actually managing the debt. Dave and Al and their staff need to know how the funds get allocated. The next page shows how this plays out in terms of the your overall capital financing plan. The notes that were used to finance the capital budget are in the kind of gray shaded column. The bonds to finance the final phase of this building are in the yellow, orange, peach what kind of that is. You'll see down at the bottom where we bring down the totals of principal and interest, which take into account the fact that we downsize the principal, but remember the interest is more. That's the trade-off. We also, $214,000 of that premium that was paid on the notes actually is required by law, according to your bond counsel, can't be used for anything other than to put in the debt service fund and to make next year's portion of next year's debt payment. The preliminary estimates you can see just below the second line from the bottom, I guess, is the best way to describe it. And you'll see that for the notes, the preliminary estimate was $17,827,000. And if you compare that with the two numbers just above it, by the time you net those out, over the 10-year term of the notes were $76,000 over estimate, so $7,000 a year on average. On the bonds, longer period of time, but kind of that same difference, $128,000 over a 19-year period. So you add the two together, overall we're $205,000 more in payments than the preliminary plan had assumed. And the way this flows into the rest of your financing plan is, remember we had those hypothetical or planned borrowings for the next several years. They're shown in the next page. We've assumed a higher interest rate than, as we've done in the past, we assume a higher interest rate than the current borrowing. You have some offsetting money coming from IRS rebates with a one-year lag. And there's a column where there's funds available from either the debt service levy or the deposit to the debt service. You can see that $214,000 that was deposited in the previous page. This is how it gets figured into your overall plan. So when we go to the, say, what's the effect on your tax rate? That's kind of the big driver here. If we go to the column that's just to the left of the orangish column that shows the outstanding principal, you can see that the tax rate for debt will be going up by about 4 cents from what was included in this year's levy, and then about 2 cents after that, and then kind of level out at $1.20. And I will tell you that I compared these with their preliminary estimates, and by the time you boil it down to nearly a cent per thousand, 1 year it was 2 cents more, another year it was 1 cent more than the estimate, and the other ones were right on. So we're talking about, that's the differential there. So there's debt ratios on the next page that are meant to show compliance with the county's various policies. I won't explain all those policies, but the our student members here just understand that the county board has a number of policies regarding debt management. We try to show how that compliance is met every time the county issues debt. The page 9 shows the savings with the refinancing, and you can see the plan savings were more than the actual. The plan savings were $104,000. The actual were about $85,000. There was a net savings to refinancing debt. And there's then a fairly lengthy report from Moody's Investors Service, which actually I'd recommend, it's good to read through that. It gives a real good picture of the county's financial picture. It frankly reflects an extensive presentation made by county staff, some of the key board members, frankly, Ellers. We take a trip to Chicago and visit both rating agencies. Can't remember who all. Mark, were you on the trip this year?
Not this year, no.
I know you have been.
I have.
I did not. I don't know. Terry, did you go?
Yes, the board was represented by myself and the chairman, as well as David Gersten, Alan Schwartz, Michael Harrigan, and Todd Battle. County executive and the assistant to the executive, Jenny Tunney.
So,
very good job was done, I thought, in presentation, and the bottom ratings were maintained.
Yes, so the interest rate results here are not because the county was downgraded at all.
No.
The bond rating was maintained. There's two different rating reports here. The county uses two different bond rating agencies. Kind of, you try to get them both to make sure they, I think they take the best look at the county's finances if they know somebody else is looking at them too, frankly. So that concludes our report, other than to direct you to a chart at the end, which gives you some idea where interest rates have gone. And you can see the absolute low point, in the last year, but also in the last 30 years, was this last February. And we began getting real serious about going into the bond market in April. And we actually prepared the interest rate estimates here toward the end of April, as rates were kind of headed down toward that, where it's sort of a semi-bottom in May. And we're currently where you see the rates trending upward in June. But we're still below the average for the last year. And the average for the last 30 years is well over 6%. So still a very good time for the county to finance its projects. So I've kind of turned this into a monologue as opposed to a dialogue with committee members. Any questions or?
Sure.
Yep. Take a look at the various bond rating agencies. You mentioned the trip to Chicago.
Yeah.
Do we pay a fee as a county
yes.
for their expertise or their rating, or how does it work?
Yes, it is.
Can you comment upon that?
Yeah. You pay a fee to them that I'm going to just off the top of my head guess is about $15,000 to each of them.
Mike Kerrigan estimated about $10,000.
Yeah. I'd rather, be estimated on the high side. But, yeah, it's... maybe a total of $20,000-$25,000.
And that's an annual type?
Well, it's every time you issue debt.
Well, every time you issue debt.
Yeah. And then if you issue debt, like let's say we didn't sell these two at the same time, and they were rated, say, 6 months apart, but no more than a year apart, you would have paid two separate fees that would have been more than getting them rated at one time. But it also would have been less than if it was like 2 years from now. They give you some break for the fact that the number is only 6 months old, but they still take a fresh look. And they look at things like last month's cash balances. I mean, they drill it down to that point, where you are with tax delinquencies, collections, and all of those kind of things.
Let me finish up then. How many times a year do we issue debt routinely, David?
We usually do one.
One bond.
Trying to bundle everything together.
And the rating is regardless if it's a bond or a note?
Correct.
That's my question.
I've been involved in several of these with your good counsel, and I think this is the first time I've heard you say you come in above your preliminary estimate. And that's just a statement of fact for me, anyways. Overall, we still meet our requirement or our guidelines that we've put in place, self-imposed, for reissuing refinance,
yes.
And we still meet that significantly or well within that.
Yes, the sheet that shows that I think was
2.79%, and our guidelines a minimum of 2%.
Yeah.
With that, I will approve both resolutions.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Further discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Those are approved. Any further business?
We should do both separately.
Oh.
All right, portion on the second one.
All right, the first one was the 2.8, and that passed, and the second is the 15.7.
I'll move that.
All right, is there a second? Mark?
Second, sure.
Further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed?
Mr. Chairman, yes. Do we have our youth and governance participate in the...
Yes, good point. How do you each vote?
You should just pick up on that. You missed that.
If you can explain it all back to us, and then you can...
Well, I guess it's the chairman's prerogative. I don't know that it's mandatory. If you'd like to have them vote independently or vote with the group, it's...
How would you like to do that?
No preference.
Kim? You have something to say about that?
Typically, what we've had the union governments do is to vote first, so that they are not swayed by these supervisors' votes.
Oh, you're mean.
Swayed.
Well, let me ask the committee, the two participants, how would you like to do it? Do you want to vote with the committee, before the committee, or after the committee? I don't think it's necessarily required, but whatever your pleasure is, I'll respect.
Yeah. With.
Okay.
Like to vote with.
Okay. All right. Very good.
So for the future.
We have a minute. I just mentioned this is of historical interest. Mr. Carswell's great-grandfather was District Attorney of Kenosha County.
Wow.
K. Thomas Samage.
Yes.
In the 1940s, maybe?
What was his name?
Yeah.
K. Thomas Savage.
Savage, okay.
Savage.
Yes.
Terry beat him in court once.
He set himself up for that.
My mother.
Well, you know, you have to set them up for this.
Was there a Tom Savage in your head?
Well, Tom
Savage. Second.
Yeah, he was our lawyer.
Say aye.
Aye.
All right. We are adjourned and stick around to sign these if you would.
Yeah.
Okay, well, is this it?
Oh my God,
that's one of them, huh?